recent addition to the restaurant landscape in Benton County has an interesting connection to Northwest Arkansas Community College. Ginny's Cafe, inside the Center for Nonprofits in Rogers, is staffed by students in the NWACC Culinary Arts and Hospitality Management program. The formal dedication and opening for the cafe was yesterday, at lunchtime, naturally. And after the ceremony, I talked with Dr. Becky Panites, the president of Northwest Arkansas Community College.
The cafe, actually Ginny's Place, is named in honor of Virginia Masivnik. And so we were able to recognize her today. This was a dream of hers, not just the cafe, but this whole center for nonprofit that the old Mercy Hospital has evolved to be. And she was just very thrilled. And, of course, we were able to showcase our students and our chef. And hopefully we'll get the word out to the public that this is a great place to come for breakfast or lunch and really see what our training is all about.
Well, yes, as you mentioned, it's about students and people that are in classes at Northwest Arkansas Community College, because Ginny's Cafe is directly tied to these students.
Absolutely, absolutely. Most of these students, well, all of the students now have to have an internship. And Kyle, the amazing thing to me is before we had this facility, and of course we've hired some outstanding chefs to run the programs, we probably had about 40 students down at the old West Campus in Fayetteville, and we were limited by space there. And we have now over 150 culinary arts students in some phase of the program. And with Crystal Bridges opening and all the restaurants and hotels that are going to be coming about, we know that we're going to have a trained workforce ready and available when that happens.
And you and I have spoken about this before, but that's one of the main goals of Northwest Arkansas Community College.
Absolutely. It's you know, when you talk to companies that are looking to come here, or relocate, expand, if you ask them what their number one challenge would be, and that is to have a skilled workforce. So whether it be in culinary arts, in the health professions, in law enforcement, you know, all of those programs that we offer at NWAC, those are designed that eventually, whether they get a certificate, associate degree, or even go on and get a bachelor's degree, eventually they're all going to have to go to work. And so we make sure that our programs meet those needs.
To someone who hasn't yet been to Ginny's Cafe, explain what it's like, what's on the menu, what you see when you walk in.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you walk in, again, this is the old hospital, and you go directly in the front entrance, and to the right you will see, and then we have a sign that says Ginny's Place, and we have a little counter there, nothing elaborate, but, of course, where the cashier is, and right behind there is a smaller kitchen where they really put the food together and bring out. And the main kitchen, of course, is down the hall where the old cafeteria used to be. So you can come up for breakfast. I'm not quite sure when they're open. I think it's pretty, is it 7? Yeah. But you can walk in, get a great cup of coffee. He uses a lot of organic home or nation-grown food and coffee and things like that. I understand he has a great omelet, biscuits and gravy, all kinds of pastries. And so, you know, people like to come in and just either grab a coffee and a muffin, or sit down and have a meal. And then lunch, just to give you an idea, today we had a wonderful spinach salad with two different types of dressing. We had a wrap, I think it was a chicken salad wrap, and then a little tart for dessert, and then also a wonderful tortilla soup with a little cheese sprinkled on it. So the chef has all kinds of different recipes, and he changes out the menu, and the price is unbelievable. Now today, after we had the ceremony, we invited people to stay. It was all you could eat buffet, including the drink, for $7. And you know, you can't have a deal like that anywhere else.
Well, congratulations. I know this has been a long time in the planning and happening, and congratulations on the formal dedication.
Well, we are very excited about it, and again, we're impacting the community in various ways, and just pleased to be a wonderful part of this community.
Dr. Becky Panites is the president of Northwest Arkansas Community College. Yesterday, Ginny's Cafe inside the Center for Nonprofits in Rogers was formally dedicated. The cafe is staffed by students in the Northwest Arkansas Community College Culinary Arts and Hospitality Management program. This is Ozarks at Large.